And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. Fire crews across the county responded to two major structure fires late Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning, keeping departments busy for several hours. The first call came in around 9:30 p.m. on February 11th, when Oliver Township and Owendale firefighters were dispatched to a residence on Sebring Road, just west of Moore Road, for a fully involved barn fire. Witnesses reported flames were visible from 2 to 3 miles away, and the barn is believed to be a total loss. Just a few hours later, at approximately 1:36 a.m. on February 12th, Port Austin and Kendi fire departments were called to the 700 block of Cove Drive in Port Austin for a house fire. Multiple neighboring departments, including Bad Axe, Port Hope, Caseville, and Oliver Township, provided mutual aid at the scene. The home is also expected to be a total loss. We would like to thank our first responders for the tireless effort they put into keeping our community safe day in and day out. And a probation case involving Danette Wynn Tashner is reaching a critical point. Ms. Tashner faces potential conviction after failing to complete a court-ordered Thinking Matters course, citing financial difficulties. The court has given her a final chance whether she must complete the $115 course by March 22nd or perform 12 hours of community service. All proof must be submitted before a review hearing on March 27th. Failure to comply will result in immediate consequences, including conviction or an unsuccessful discharge from probation. Ms. Tashner is also on a payment plan, owing $20 a month towards fines and cost, with the first payment due by the end of February. She still owes $65 in restitution at this time, and the court emphasized strict adherence, warning that missed payments or appearances could lead to additional fees or even jail time. In Michigan, law requires all dogs 4 months or older to be licensed in the county where the dog's owner resides. Also, the only way to get a license is by showing proof the dog has been vaccinated against rabies. February is the general time when counties sell a license for a dog, and the cost varies from county to county in the Thumb, as well as the cost by gender. There is a price for dogs that are neutered and those that are spayed as a way to help control unwanted puppies. There's a cost for male, female, and senior dogs as well. To find out more, you can always contact your county treasurer's office. And we're going to go to a brief message from our sponsor, Bayport State Bank.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we are back. We do have some obituaries at this time. Donna Jean Delphi, 86 years old, of Bad Axe, passed away February 5th, 2026. She was born May 29th, 1939, in Elkton, Michigan. On August 9, 1958, Donna united in marriage to Robert E. Delphi in Detroit, Michigan. Donna is survived by her husband, Robert, two sons, Mark and... Donna is survived by her husband, Robert Delphi, her two sons, Mark and Robert, two daughters, Robin and Kimberly, her 10 grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Per the family's wishes, cremation has taken place, and a celebration of Donna's life will be held at a later date. Condolences can be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Laverne Melvin Jurgis, 74, of Harbor Beach, passed away on February 12, 2026. Laverne was born on December 18, 1951. Laverne is survived by his two brothers, Milton and Fred. Funeral services for Laverne will be on Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe. Visitation will be from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday, February 16th, 2026, at McAlpine Funeral Home, and at Our Savior Lutheran Church on Tuesday, from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to Our Savior Lutheran Church, and condolences can be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And that was your obituaries for this hour, as well as your news. Right now here at the station, it's currently 31 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are coming out of the west at 3 miles per hour, but there at this time, there is no feels like temperature. You can go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for weather, obituaries, cancellations, news, and more.